Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Woo! Good afternoon. What a fun way to head into the All-Star break, huh? Phone lines are open for you as the Royals walk off the Mets and avoid the sweep. They take the finale by a final count of 3-2. The phone number, the text line number, it's wide open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. If you were one of the more than 22,000 in the building today, you got your money's worth, no doubt about it. Bobby Witt Jr. with a jaw-dropping defensive play. But really, to me, the story of this one is the rookies. Now, you can take this show wherever you want it to go, but if I'm being honest, however long I'm on the air this afternoon, we should really only talk about Noah Cameron. Now, there are other rookies, right? We got to give love to Tyler Tolbert, to John Rave. How about the job that the second-year big leaguer, Nick Lofton, did as he picks up yet another walk-off knock, his second of the homestand. Impressive stuff. But yeah, to me, this whole afternoon comes back to a name that, if we're being honest, the whole first half of the season might come back to this dude. And, well, it's an awkward transition as I'm throwing bouquets his way, but he's nice enough to dial us up. He's Noah Cameron from inside that Royals clubhouse.
Hey,
today's you're up, man. You're absolutely dominating big league baseball, man. The draft is tonight. If I would have told you 4 years ago when you're being selected that, man, you'd hit the All-Star break with these type of numbers, what would your reaction have been?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, I think, not expected, you know, obviously coming up here and performing so well. You know, I think we're ready for it, though. I think I tell people, I'm like, I obviously am very prepared, and I expect myself to have success. But yeah, it's just obviously the right timing of everything. Obviously, just being able to trust the coaches, trust Salvi, Freddie, you know, those guys behind the plate. And obviously having all-star defenses makes everything a lot easier.
Yeah, no doubt. Leadoff man reaches four times, and yet you're turning double plays. Bobby and Indy are making plays behind you. Boy, what kind of confidence does that give you to attack the zone when you have those guys behind you?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything for sure. I think as a starting pitcher, like obviously we're trying to go deep into the game. And when you can just trust the defense of, you know, just let the guy put it in play, it makes everything a lot easier. You know, obviously you want strikeouts and you know, you want to miss bats and all that stuff, but it's super nice. You know, a guy gets on, leadoff single, and then just kind of go into pitches that are more ground ball pitches. You know, kind of going to the cutter, the the curveball a little bit, just, you know, get, yeah, put something on the ground and let's turn two. And we did that a couple times tonight. So makes it a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun watching those guys work behind me for sure.
A lot of ugly swings on that curveball. How early into the outing do you know that thing's working well?
Yeah, pretty early. You know, I think obviously we trust it a lot, especially for the swing and misses, you know, for the chases below the zone. So I think early, you know, obviously in catch play, in the bullpen, when it's feeling good, we kind of know that that's going to be more of our go-to pitch, you know, two strikes. And hopefully guys are obviously chasing it, you know, in the dirt a little bit. And, you know, we obviously got some ugly swings tonight, which is really, yeah, good pitch, good execution down below the zone.
Two more questions for you. Noah Cameron, kind enough to join us here on 96.5 The Fan. You have a man on third with only one out in the first inning, and yet you're able to retire the next three, basically, on five pitches. Who gets the credit for your, other than yourself, what family member gets the credit for your composure? Where does that come from?
I think just a long line of them. I think we all kind of are like that. They're probably a little bit more anxious and nervous than I am. I think it's just the preparation going into it, and just trusting myself, trusting the guys behind me. I think I give a lot of credit to my wife. She is very composed, very not nervous, because she obviously expects me to perform and expects me to just have faith in myself and have faith and God, just to put that power in me and be able to perform and use that gift in a good way. So it's really, yeah, I mean, it's just fun to compete and, to play behind these guys.
I'm glad you mentioned your wife. Like, yeah, she knows she married a stud. She's expecting you to go out there and do studly things.
Yeah.
You certainly did that today. Noah, final thing for you. How are you and the wife and the kid? How are you guys planning on enjoying this All-Star break?
Yeah, we're excited for it, obviously. We have a lot of birthdays coming up. My birthday is the 17th, and my dad, my sister, my wife is the 31st, so we're going to have a couple birthday parties and just enjoy a lot of family time. And we'll obviously, you know, stick around here in Kansas City and, just enjoy it and rest and recover. So I'm excited to do that.
Yeah, if 25 was any indicator of what you have to look forward to, man, 26 is going to be a lot of fun. Happy birthday. Enjoy the break. Great job out there today, man.
Yes, sir. Thank
you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. My pleasure. There he is. That's Noah Cameron. 6 2/3 innings of shutout baseball against the New York Mets. My friends, that 25-year-old you just heard from, that has been in the big leagues for a few months, has made 12 starts. 9 of them have been against winning teams. He's not mopping up on the Sisters of the Poor. He's taken on the Dodgers, the Cardinals, the Yankees, the Mets, and performing well, so much better than just well. The guy has an ERA of 2.31 across his first 12 starts. That's historic. That's the lowest ERA in the history of Royals baseball through their first dozen starts. 70 innings pitched through his first 12 outings. That hasn't been topped by a rookie since Zach Greinke. You may have heard of him. 21 years ago, a young Zach Greinke threw more than 70 innings in his first 12 outings. The next time we see Zach Greinke, it's going to be when he's being inducted into Cooperstown. Now, I'm not saying that's the future for Noah Cameron. It might be. But if there's any takeaway from the first 97 games of the season, for as much as I want to say it's Chris Bubich, you only have Chris Bubich for another year and a half. You only got another 15 months of team control when it comes to the 27-year-old left-hander. You have Noah Cameron for more than half of a decade, a seventh-round pick. 4 years ago, the Royals handed out signing bonuses north of $200,000 to 10 different players out of that draft class. Noah Cameron wasn't one of them. And yet today, he's still the only one to make it to the big leagues. And boy, is he making his mark. You know, Michael Garcia, certainly very encouraging what we've seen out of him. You know, Jack Caglione, John Rave, Tyler Tolbert all had their moments today, good and bad. But the story of the game, maybe the story of the first half of the season, is without question the pitching staff. But if you really want to boil it down, this postgame show should be a love fest directed at Noah Cameron. All right, let's get you involved. Obviously, Noah Cameron is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. So send another one up to St. Joe. It's basically a convoy from Guaranteed Foods bringing those gourmet dinner for twos from Guaranteed Foods up to St. Joe for Noah and his family to enjoy. It'll all be delivered to the Cameron's home courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. He is today's player of the game. All right, let's get to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's head out to Brookside and talk with Jude. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Hey, Jude.
Hi. I just want to say it's a great game. Great team win against a good team. Yeah, like you said, Noah Cameron stepping up big. Also, Tolbert, Lofton, two young guys, pretty much just combining to get us that win at the end. So, yeah, it's just a good way to go into the break, end on a 4-2 homestand.
Right.
So.
Way to go. Way to bring the positivity. Way to get us started right, Jude. I appreciate the phone call. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Yeah, the Royals hit the break, 47-50, but yes, on the heels of a winning homestand. 913-586-7965. And while, yes, I truly believe that we should solely focus on the performance today and over the first half of the season of Noah Cameron. But, Tyler Tolbert deserves a slice of love as well. A guy has one hit his entire big league career. A small big league career, but nonetheless, the guy has one knock in the show. Comes up. I know this is a Royals postgame show, but man, if I'm in Queens right now, I am really questioning what Carlos Mendoza was doing bringing Sean Manaea back out for the ninth inning. But whatever, we don't need to worry about that. You know what, we're in Kansas City, let's revel in the fact that he decided to bring Manaea back out. The reason I say that is Mets are down 2-0 as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Carlos Estevez, of course, gives those two runs back. I have to think that Manaea, maybe he won't admit to it, but I have to imagine after his third inning of work, he's up to 53 pitches. It's his season debut as he's dealt with oblique issues and elbow issues. I have to imagine when he finishes the eighth, for as much as he believes in his teammates that they're going to come back and score in the ninth, I have to imagine there was some letdown emotionally, physically, focus-wise. Nonetheless, the Royals are the beneficiaries of that decision, of that possible letdown from Manaea. Tyler Tolbert, with one out and nobody on, sees four straight fastballs from the lefty Manaea. And he takes the fourth, which is off the plate. And again, the velocity, which was sitting 94-95 for his first three innings, it's down to 91-92 there in his fourth inning of work. So you throw most big leaguers four straight 91-mile-per-hour fastballs, unless there's some nasty spin rate on those bad boys, they're going to be able to time it up. And Tyler Tolbert did just that, and he doesn't try to get big either, right? He goes to the opposite field for a one-out single, and then he does exactly the thing he's here to do. Steal bags, rips his ninth of the season, and then Nick Lofton just being pounded in by Manaea. He gets a 1-2 slider down and in, and he takes it into left field for the game-winning walk-off RBI single. I've seen Lofton do that before. Now, we can celebrate Nick Lofton all you want. I got no issue with that. He's one of the nicest people you're ever going to meet. But I wasn't surprised that Nick Lofton came through. I was surprised at what Tyler Tolbert did, so I got to give that young man some love. 913-586-7965. Royals win 3-2. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Kennedy in Harrisonville. Kennedy, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Kennedy. Dang. How about Trent in Maryville? Trent, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. I think you're spot on. I mean, the pitching was so amazing today. The defense was even better. But are we buying or selling with these young rookies that you just talked about?
What do you think? What would you do?
Sell. Because you got Lynn for three more years.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Sure. I was just going to, and I'll let you finish. I'm with you, But what is selling? Because Seth Lugo, even if they were winning, I would still say you have to move Seth Lugo. Are you desirous to move somebody with team control?
Got to go. Get a great outfielder.
Well, you're not going to get a great outfielder for Seth Lugo.
But you might. And I'm saying sell. And also, I got.
And I'm trying to have a conversation with you about what is selling. Because trading Seth Lugo isn't selling. That's just getting rid of guys that you're going to get rid of in 2 months from now anyway. Selling is trading someone that you have team control of next year. A Bubich, a Garcia, an Estevez, a Vinny Pasquantino.
I think if you listen, are you willing to do that? Get rid of Bubich too. Lugo and Bubich, gotta go.
Wow, okay.
You don't have the offense right now to win the playoffs. You got four young guys in Witt that are great. So we have to, as a middle market team, have to sell.
We got you down, Trent. I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thank you very much. 913-586-7965. Trading Seth Lugo is not selling. I'm sorry, it's not. Royals are three games below. If they were three games above, they should still trade Seth Lugo. Selling means you're taking a hit in 2026. Trading Chris Bubich at the deadline eliminates some possible trade partners. Personally, I would wait until the offseason to move Chris Bubich. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I would wait until the offseason when there are 29 other teams that are at least interested in building a winner for 2026. Trading them right now limits your partner options. And I guess that really goes back to, do you believe the offense and this team could be good next year? Personally, I'm not giving this organization a pass like that, saying, okay, this season's over and next season's over. Let's start regrouping for 2027. No. No, I told you, when they called up Jack Caglione, man, you better be going for it every single season until 2030. Or else what's he doing here? I'm certainly not going to sit here and promote that this team go out and buy. No, I'm not interested in parting with anything that you prize from the minor league system. Because I don't think they're one bat away. I think there are a lot of internal improvement and one bat away. And I'm not waiting around for the internal improvement anymore, not when we're 97 games into this thing. Trent, I appreciate the phone call. Hey, we're late for a break. Thanks again to Noah Cameron for dialing us up. If you're on hold, stay right there. We'll get right back to your phone calls as the Royals salvage one against the Mets. They walk them off. 3-2, the final score. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a line drive into left field for a hit. Here comes Tolbert around third. Here comes the throw home. And he is safe. Royals win it.
Yes, indeed. The Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews, who just walked by the booth. And, of course, said something very nice to me, something I do not deserve. But Denny Matthews calling Nick Lofton's second walk-off of the homestand. Royals salvage one against the Mets. They take the finale 3-2. And that walk-off knock as Tyler Tolbert comes around to score. That was, without question, today's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Fifth walk-off win of the year for the boys in blue as they pick up their first winning homestand in more than 2 months. We'll head back inside that clubhouse in just a moment, but I want to head back to the phone calls. Let's go out to Mission Hills. Braylon, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Braylon, go ahead, buddy.
All right, Vern, how are we doing?
Great, how are you?
Good, good. So I got a question for you. Me and a couple buddies here, we're big fans of Nick Lofton, and we think he should be our everyday left fielder.
Everyday left fielder.
What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's not going to happen, but you can think it, you know. Him and John Rave, and that's the position. If they're going to improve this offense, it's left field. They're looking for a replacement for Nick Lofton and John Rave in left.
Right, right. So where does he fit in, Lofton fit in the future? Because we have, you know, Garcia, India, and Bobby taking up those three in the infield. So where does he fit in? Is he like?
Well, he better hit. He better keep hitting. If he wants to be anything more than a bench player, he better keep hitting down the stretch.
Okay.
He's going to keep hitting. He's a beast.
Yeah.
Let's hope so, man. I'm hoping you're right.
Yeah.
He's certainly been clutch of late.
Right. Exactly, yeah. So it's a good problem to have for the Royals, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Appreciate it. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Nick in Newton. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I just want to say thank you for having me on. And second of all, I think that J.J. Piccolo's approach of, you know, just getting us to the postseason in the first place is a great approach. I think that our infield obviously has come through hitting-wise. I don't think we should be sellers. I think that where we're at right now, obviously 4 games behind, we've obviously haven't been as good as we can be. But clearly we need to get over the hump and get us into the wild card standings again. I'm just curious as to what you think might be our best approach as to getting over that hump. I don't know if one bat is enough.
Play better baseball. Play better defense, run the bases better, and start hitting the ball.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't know if selling our best, or one of our aces, is the key to that, personally. I think that Caglione is going to come
around. Are you talking about Lugo?
Right. I don't think that selling our ace or like Reagan's or one of our aces is the key to getting over the hump, of course. I think, of course, Caglione is very young, and we need to keep throwing him into the fire and getting him at bats. Piccolo's approach to getting us into the postseason is great. Like, we don't need
it's only worked once. Done it once. So,
right. Well, then we need to keep building off of the lineup that we have right now. I think the India trade was great. you know, I don't think we were going to get anybody like an all-star with Singer, who we like trading Singer. We were going to get an all-star out of that. But I think that Pagolo's approach is fantastic. Like, we need to take the step as just getting into the wild card, getting into the ALDS. Okay, now we need to build off of that. Of course, I think we are not playing up to our standard this year. Playing the White Sox 20, you know, out of 20 games last year and beating them every single time, that of course helped us. But I think that we can, you know, of course the next step is, all right, we need to figure out a way to get over the hump and
right.
get through the ALDS, but I don't think being sellers at this point in the season is a good
approach. The only guy that last caller wants them to be sellers, right? Talking about Chris Bubich, and again, to me,
right.
trading Seth Lugo doesn't mean you're a seller. It means you're a small market team that isn't going to re-sign him this offseason, and you can get something to help you next year, 2 years from now, or you let Seth Lugo walk for nothing. And it sounds like you're willing to let Seth Lugo walk in free agency for nothing. And that's fine. You're not. I'm not saying you're wrong. But it seems like that's where you're at.
Of course. Well, he's one of our best pitchers. So I think
they're all great. They're all good. That's the thing. Is you have, I mean, the Royals rotation has an ERA of 3.37. That's top three in Major League Baseball. You have a great rotation, and you're still three games below 500 because you have statistically the worst run-scoring offense in franchise history. I'll be honest, you know, that's why I opened the show loving on Nick, on Noah Cameron, because the offense, again, pretty disappointing today. You know, yeah, the leadoff man on five times. He only scores once. So, yeah, I love the optimism, Nick. I appreciate the phone call. But I think you have to move Seth Lugo. And to rehash the thoughts on Lugo, as it sits right now, if you trade Seth Lugo, I believe that's a white flag. So, yeah, you know what? Maybe that means I am agreeing with you, Nick, that Seth Lugo would count as selling, even though I think it's just the obvious move. If the Royals were winning or losing, I would be a proponent of trading Seth Lugo. But if I'm John Sherman, if I'm the owner of this team, I'm not willing to move Seth Lugo until July 31st, minutes before 5 o'clock. Like, the deadline. Because, as I look at this team right now, if you trade away Seth Lugo, you have nobody to replace him in the rotation. Right? It's 37-year-old Dallas Keuchel, 47-year-old Rich Hill. He's 45. 45-year-old Rich Hill. So the rotation's still going to be really good, right? Waka, Bubich, Cameron is a pretty strong 1-2-3. Michael Lorenzen, hopefully feeling better in the second half of the season. He's not a shabby number four. But you'll have an albatross in the five spot, no doubt. And right now, when I look at this offense, I don't believe that the offense will improve enough to offset the likely regression coming from the rotation in the absence of Seth Lugo. Now, if somehow, over the course of the Miami series and the Cubs series, and then when you come back home to take on the Guardians and the Braves, in those 12 games before the trade deadline, if somehow this offense can convince us that, oh, you know what? We are suddenly pounding the ball. And maybe we're not a team that is so beholden to this rotation to do all of the heavy lifting. Well, okay, maybe now trading Seth Lugo isn't some sort of a white flag. But as it stands today, it is. So if I'm John Sherman, my edict to the front office is he ain't going anywhere until the deadline, because I don't want to tell my fan base that we're out of it. And if we trade Seth Lugo today, that's exactly what the message is. But cooler heads will prevail. You know, to me, John Sherman, well, obviously, he is a brilliant businessman, a smart owner. You know, you don't get to that seat by being a dummy. He knows that they need to move Seth Lugo. If you truly want to be the churning organization, the transactional group that is akin to Milwaukee and Tampa and Cleveland, where you're winning in the margins and you're winning consistently. You don't win consistently in a market like this by taking pending free agents into free agency and allowing them to walk for nothing. Hopefully you're able to decipher all of that. To me, Lugo's just such an obvious yes, has to be moved, that I don't characterize it as selling. Someone that's a part of your team next year, that to me is selling. You trade Chris Bubich, I don't know how you feel better about 2026. Like, if you trade him right now, I don't know how you feel better about 2026. You feel good, right? You know you have Waka and a healthy Cole Reagans and Noah Cameron coming back next year. Hopefully Alec Marsh back in the mix. No, you still have some pretty good starting pitchers next year, but you're not going to be the dominating force you've been when it comes to the starting pitching for the past two seasons. Royals on pace to finish this season 78-84. Let's go to Seth in Kansas City. Seth, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. First of all, I just want to say thanks for doing this. We're lucky to have you in this city. Wow. And you kind of answered my question about Lugo and, like, if we trade him, what do we have to replace him? And so instead of doing that, I'll talk about Cameron and how impressive he's been for this team and, like, everything that he's done. Sure, he had that one game against the Yankees, but everything other than that, he's been stellar. I guess my last question, we're going to see Reagans again this season.
When or will, either way, I'll answer it. I appreciate the phone call, Seth. Cole Reagans is as diligent a worker when it comes to the training table and rehab as this team has. Right, you just go look at his career, battling back from back-to-back Tommy John surgeries. So if I was going to place a bet, I would say, yes, we will see Cole Reagans again. But I don't believe it'll be until the end of August. You know, maybe he gets 2-3 starts before the end of the season. Now, hopefully the team is in it. You know, so hopefully that continues into October. But even if not, even if they're out of it, I still think you want to put them out there. Obviously not at the risk of further injury. Obviously, nobody cares more about the long-term health of Cole Reagans than the Kansas City Royals. But if he gets the all clear, you want him taking some momentum into the offseason, some positive thoughts, some, you know, big league action, some punch-outs. So, yeah, I think we'll see Cole Reagans again. But I still think we're well over a month away from seeing it. Royals pitching staff following today's outstanding performance. Noah Cameron, again, 6 2/3 innings of shutout baseball, a career-high 8 strikeouts. John Schreiber with a hand from Jonathan India's slick glove at second base. India with a very nice, maybe one of his best defensive days of the season. Of course, he gets beat up again. He takes another foul ball off his, that big toe knuckle. Golly, man. Go rest up. Ice up, Jonathan India, buddy. You've earned that, right? We got to give that to India. By the way, Jonathan India's on-base percentage here in July, .389. 913-586-7965. So John Schreiber records the final out of the seventh inning. Urseg comes in the eighth and works around a two-out walk to Pete Alonso. So Urseg puts up a zero. Yeah, Carlos Estevez coughed up the two-run lead, but he walks away with a win. Yeah, Carlos Estevez now 4-2 on the season. He was challenging the Mets. And he wasn't nibbling. I'll give him that. Those fastballs were tasty. And the Mets were putting some good swings on him. Estevez and Garcia, Bobby, and Bubich now hopping on the private jet to fly down to Atlanta for Tuesday's All-Star Game and Monday's Home Run Derby. Thanks for the phone call, Seth. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. I mentioned Noah Cameron lowering his ERA to 2.31. That's the fourth lowest mark in the wild card era by a lefty in his first 12 outings, behind only James Paxton, big lefty for the Mariners, Dontrell Willis back in 2003 with the Fish, and Jose Quintana with the Chicago White Sox back in 2012. Quintana's still pitching. Dontrell Willis was a phenom. And James Paxton, if it wasn't for injuries, would have been one of the game's best lefties. That's pretty nice company for the 25-year-old, soon-to-be 26-year-old, Noah Cameron. Let's go to JT in Holden. JT, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. First, I want to say thank you because I won my tickets to today on Tuesday in the On Deck show. So nice. I appreciate that. I'm gonna keep the vibes light and positive. All the flowers and Powell Gardens where I live deserve to be given to Noah Cameron. He's been an absolute stud for us. Out of nowhere, just MVP of the season so far, potentially. And what I want to talk about just briefly is the beauty of the story of baseball. Now, going into the break here, how exciting to go into the break on a walk-off against a player that used to be on the Royals team. How many times has an elite play, a great game, propelled a team into the break, and they end up finding a spark, coming alive in the second half? Maybe that's us this year. Maybe we find a spark. Maybe something happens that gets us into the playoffs. We turn the corner. And all we can do is hope, right? We're fans. We show up. We're loud. My voice is hoarse. Maybe you can tell. But I appreciate you. Appreciate your work. And I hope you enjoy the break.
Hey, right back at you, man. I appreciate that. Very nice of you, JT. Yeah, Sean Manaea takes the loss. Royals first-round pick back in 2013. Debuted not with the Royals, but with the Oakland Athletics after being traded to Oakland in the Ben Zobrist trade. I was always a fan of Sean Manaea just as a person, just as nice as they come. So very happy for him and his success and that $75 million contract he signed. That was an outstanding. That was the Hunter Dozier, Sean Manaea draft. Noah Cameron, a seventh-round pick back in 2021. Royals' first pick tonight is pick number 23. They have five picks tonight. Pick 23, 28, 61, 71, and 97. The fact that I know those five picks off the top of my head lets you know, Vern, you need to get away for a minute, bro. That's kind of sad that you know those numbers like that. All right, let's go to Victor in Raytown. Victor, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Vern. Great show. Long-time listener, first-time calling this year.
Good to have you.
On Lugo, I know everybody's saying, you know, we should probably move him so we don't get anything from him, but, you know, I think he's got his option with his contract to opt out after this year.
Correct.
But how do you know the owner isn't interested in trying to extend it and giving him a better offer? And keeping him. I mean, the Royals haven't really developed a lot of starting pitching since, you know, we had the 2018 draft and we got, you know, Singer out of that. We got Bubich out
Lynch.
Of that.
Yep.
Lynch. We got three good
you got
pitchers.
Got Cameron and you acquired Cole Reagans, developed him pretty
right,
well.
Right, yep. Right. But...
The only thing I would say, and I'll let you finish your point real quick, the only thing I would say as to why they might not extend Seth Lugo is because they just gave that three-year, $51 million deal to Michael Wacha. He's 34. He'll be 36 when that ends. I don't know if you want to lock up another 35, 36-year-old to another three-year, $20 million per type of contract. That's a lot of money for a small market team for guys that are well past the prime years of their career.
And I was looking at that too, but he hasn't really been a starter until the last 2 or 3 years, and so he doesn't have a lot of mileage on his arm for as a starter. So I think that would be a good investment. They could also maybe offer some type of prorated or not prorated, but
yeah, where you pay it like over years down the line. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Divide it up over terms, like what the Dodgers do. Be a little more creative. How do you know he doesn't like living in Kansas City and being here and likes the team, likes the ownership, likes everything like that? I mean,
well, everything I've seen from Seth Lugo throughout his career is he's willing to bet on himself and he's willing to move. You know, I mean, that's what happened with the Padres. I mean, he could have stayed in San Diego. He could have. Yeah, but you're right. No, I don't know that. No, you make a great point. Continue. Yep.
And I'm a little worried about Cole Reagans with the rotator cuff injury. I don't know how severe it is or what that is. But when he pitches, he's an outstanding pitcher. His motion, he just explodes. The torque on his body and his arm is excellent, but his body seems to not taking it. You know, he had the groin injury, now he's got the rotator cuff. I'm worried about counting him in for long-term starting. I wouldn't mind seeing him go to the pen and move Perez and just push him in at like a seventh inning spot, move Ursic back to the ninth inning. You still got your other relief pitchers there for the eighth. So something like that. That's some of the things. This team.
Let's see him get back first. Victor, I appreciate the phone call. Let's see Cole Reagans get back first. The point that you bring up actually lends itself to, hey, maybe we just take this thing into the offseason and you show up 100% next year in spring training. But the Royals are paying him to be a starting pitcher. You're not going to give up on that anytime soon. Now, if you're saying have him pitch out of the bullpen down the stretch, not the worst idea. And if you want him to pitch in September, but he doesn't have the time to stretch out, I can't imagine him being a consistent high leverage reliever. But you never know. I'm thinking outside the box, and I love it. Way to go, Victor. Let's go to Showtime in Kansas City. You're on the postgame show. What's happening, man?
Oh, hey there, Vern. What a great week for Royals baseball. Big Bob and the boys broke out the brooms and got to sweep Pittsburgh, and what a great Superman Salvi night that was. And then today, with the walk-off against the Mets, right before the All-Star game, has to boost the confidence. And speaking of All-Stars, Vern, Showtime thinks that lights out Lucas Erceg should be an All-Star. And before I go, Vern, I'm a buyer. Showtime's a buyer. What do you think about a couple blockbuster trades? Seth Lugo and package him with one of our top pitching prospects, Carter Jensen, Blake Mitchell, and go out and get a Louis Robert from the White Sox, or Brian Reynolds and Tommy Pham from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Showtime Kansas City. Let's go Royals, Puke, man.
I hate those deals. Showtime, I appreciate the phone call. Hate those deals. Listen, Luis Robert's broken my heart for the last time. I ain't letting him do it in a Royals uniform. Brian Reynolds in that contract, no thank you, unless John Sherman doesn't care about money anymore. If he doesn't care about money, then yeah, sure, bring him on in. But no, I'm not a fan of either one of those moves, man, but I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, you just wait. Lucas Erceg could be on his way to Atlanta. Who knows? Everybody else is. And Kathy brings up a great point on the text line. It's a point that Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star brought up a few days ago, when we first heard that Jacob Mizorowski, the outstanding right-hander for the Milwaukee Brewers, was named to the All-Star game after only 5 big league starts. Kathy wonders, just like Jalen of the Kansas City Star wondered, if 5 starts is enough for Mizorowski to be an All-Star, shouldn't 12 starts of 2.31 ERA stuff from Noah Cameron. Shouldn't that be enough to get him to the into the All-Star game? That's a fair point. But if we're talking about Cameron, Seth Lugo deserves to be an All-Star even more so than Noah Cameron. Yeah, who knows what's happened to our beloved All-Star game? Nobody wants to play in it anymore. That's too bad. I mean, I still can't wait for it. There's nothing better for me than the introductions and everybody tipping their cap. That's my probably one of my top five moments over the course of a baseball season, our All-Star game introductions. So I'm looking forward to that on Tuesday. And I hate to say it, but I think you got to sweeten the pot for these guys, right? You got to either bring back home field advantage in the World Series or offer a bunch of money to whatever team wins. Hey, I get it. If I was a multimillionaire, if I'm a future Hall of Famer like Jose Ramirez, man, I've been there, done that. I'm going to take a little TO with the family here. Just rest and relax a little bit and get ready for the second half of the season. You know, a guy like Jose Ramirez, maybe $1 million to the winner doesn't do anything for him, but yeah. Kathy, always appreciate you listening. Noah Cameron tonight, his 12th start of the season, 7th quality start. It's the Royals' 45th quality start on the season. Only the Phillies and the Rays have more quality starts than the Royals. Makes you feel good about the rotation, and then you see that record, still 3 games below 500. Can't help but grit my teeth a little bit. Take our final quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Keeping the Mets hitters off balance. Now in on the hands, ground ball deep short, jump throw from shortstop and out at first. Another terrific play by Witt. Bobby Witt with that jump throw. And the key to the throw is you don't try to get it to Vinny Pasquantino on the fly. You have to give him a nice, comfortable one-hop throw, and that's exactly what Witt did. And Vinny's able to handle it. He knows what's coming, Pasquantino.
That's the Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews. He knows what's coming. Sometimes it's weird. You're like, have you already watched this game before? And the answer is yes, he has. Lucky to have Denny here in Kansas City. Lucky that the boys were able to reward this outstanding pitching performance as Nick Lofted walks off the Mets and the Royals salvage one, taking the finale 3-2. Bobby Witt Jr., second straight day with just a jaw-dropping throw from the shortstop hole. That helped record the second out of the fifth inning for Noah Cameron. Cameron, 6 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. If you missed it, he was nice enough to call into the postgame show after the game. If you missed the postgame show, do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Royals win 3-2. They're now three games below 500 as they hit the All-Star break. They'll be back at it coming up on Friday as they play down in Miami against a suddenly scary, a sneaky Marlins ball club. They got some good pitching down there. This Royals offense has its hands full right out of the gate starting up Friday night right here on 96.5 The Fan. Let's go to Kyle in Pittsburgh. Kyle, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
How's it going, Vern?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, good. I was listening yesterday. I normally don't catch a post-game shows until the next morning, and I was laughing yesterday morning. I was mowing grass listening to your Friday night post-game show. The sickos that listen to the show the next day and
that.
And but anyway, everybody keeps talking about trading Lugo. What earlier they said the talent, maybe, you know, whatever. What can you realistically think we can get from Lugo? If it's not going to be impact ready this year, is it going to be like a high A player, or what can you get from Lugo, you think?
Well, because it's a 2-month rental, and here's the thing, you know, JJ Piccolo turned a 2-month rental of a reliever in Aroldis Chapman.
Right.
He turned that into Cole Reagan. So
right.
Maybe that's blinding me because Seth Lugo's much more valuable than Aroldis Chapman. Do I think you can get a top five starting pitcher? No, but I do think you could get something that could help you in 26.
Because I heard
whether that's a bat or an arm.
I said, something about an outfield bat. You said, maybe not. I didn't know of it.
Like an impact bat this year? No. Yeah. I think it'll be like the type of bat that can battle for a job in spring training next season. And, you know, a name that I've heard is Kevin Alcantara, the outfielder, one of the top five prospects in the Cubs system. He's been disappointing at the big league level. Really hasn't been hitting that well at AAA, but the talent is there. Maybe a change of scenery does good for him.
I got you. I'm just curious what the haul would be. I mean, is it a couple, you know, low A players, or, you know, like you said, compete next year in spring, or
I don't see anybody that. What I thought that caller was saying was, in return, you'll get a bat that you can throw in between Salvi and Cags, and I don't see that happen. And I think you get a guy that's, you know, the equivalent of a John Rave, a Nick Lofton, but in another organization where they believe in him, but man, it's just not working out here. We're ready to give up on him. And the Royals would certainly take that because they've exhausted every internal option they have. They need some
change of
some new blood
sometimes.
Right.
Change of face sometimes, some new blood. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Vern. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate you listening to the podcast, man. That means a lot. I know a majority of people listen on their way home from Kauffman Stadium and then never think about me again. So to subscribe and download the podcast, that means a lot. Thank you very much, Kyle. 913-586-7965. We heard Bobby's defensive gem earlier. Bobby's still getting it done offensively as well. Had a leadoff single in the eighth. Unfortunately, would not come around to score, but he does extend his on-base streak to 16 straight games. Bobby becoming the 29th player in franchise history to reach 650 base hits. Well, following the walk-off win, the two heroes, at least the offensive heroes, Tyler Tolbert and Nick Lofton, received the Joel Goldberg treatment on FanDuel Sports Network. Let's take a listen to the on-field interview after the game.
They're all different. Tyler, you look like you just played a full nine innings, but in the few innings you got in there, you made a massive impact. Second career hit, a critical stolen base. And I know you're going to make sure, no matter what happened, that thing did not go to instant replay. Tell me about it.
First thing, just try to get on first base and give Nick a shot to drop me in. And then D. Hollis said, just do what you do. And so we got a good jump in. We're staying on the bag this time.
How much are you thinking about that? I mean, everything's moving so quick. Everything you do moves quickly anyway, but there you get your second career hit. Now you got to think about stealing off of a left-hander that's got a good move, and you got to think about stealing on the bag. How quick or how much are you able to slow things down?
Just trust your training and trust what you... all our research and everything, still out of breath, but yeah, we just got the job done and that's what we needed to do.
When you run that fast, you got to catch your breath a little bit. Nick, come over here. We'll let him catch his breath. I know how comfortable you are in the box. This is now the third time you've had a big moment this week, but maybe a little extra incentive as well, because I know things didn't go exactly the way you wanted in left field. How much you're able to put that behind you and remain and keep that focused?
Yeah, I misplayed a ball there, which was crucial in that ninth inning. But, you know, there's bigger at-bats to come in a game, and I was able to get a pitch to hit, and Tyler did the rest.
You know, it looks so easy up there. I know that you're a good contact hitter, but when you got this guy standing on second base, what does that do for the thought process, knowing that is as good a speed, elite speed, as there is in the bigs?
I just knew if I got a hit, we were scoring.
All right, last thing, it's the All-Star break. Just to be able to go out the way that you did, a thought from each of you before you head out on your separate ways, and thoughts on the second half.
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing really good baseball lately, and we're going to keep that momentum going. We're going to continue to prepare the best we could possibly can prepare, and we're going to come out here and dominate.
Love that, Tyler. It's been your first time in the big leagues. You get a chance to go decompress now on this high note. Thoughts on the second half?
We just got to keep building on what we've been doing and just focus on what's in front of us, the game that's in front of us, and that's it.
There you go. That's Tyler Tolbert, Nick Lofton on the field with the great Joel Goldberg of FanDuel Sports Network. Royals win 3-2. We go to Garrett in Olathe. You're on 96.5 The Fan. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. You know, just watching the draft. And, good way to end the going into the All-Star break, you know, with the rookies and the guys that, you know, you expect them to help, but you don't expect them to help, like, in the clutch situations as much as Bobby and Vinny and Salvador Perez. And so I just want to share one thing, and I think I shared a birthday with Noah Cameron's wife. Didn't he say his wife's birthday is July 31st?
I don't remember. I know his is Thursday. He said someone else's birthday.
Well, whoever's it is, yeah, July 31st is my birthday. So, I hope to see the Royals.
Be careful talking sweep. About
I expect the, I expect the Royals to sweep the Marlins down in Miami. I know that they have some good pitching, but I believe we can. And then hopefully take 2 out of 3 and hopefully win Monday when I'm up in Chicago. So
okay, well. Oh, okay. So you better be calling after that one. Garrett, I appreciate it. Yeah, 3 in Miami and then 3 on the north side against the Cubs. If you haven't made that trip, if you haven't been to Wrigleyville, do yourself a favor. You've earned it. Make the trip. Take the pen. Let's go to the text line. 913-586-7965. Elliot, listening in Des Moines while walking my Greyhound. Feeling better heading into the break, Vern, but this team needs an angry guy. Josh Naylor, Grant Balfour. We're lacking an emotional spark plug. Well, you know, did they have that guy last year? You know? Because... You know, I bring that up because bring in Josh Naylor. It's still Salvi's clubhouse. It's still everything still begins with Salvi and Bobby and Vinny. You know how good that angry guy would need to be to walk into the clubhouse and command that type of attention to where guys aren't watching number 13 and number 7 and listening to number 9? To where they're turning their eyes to you? You know, I'm thinking last year, Tommy Pham, Mr. Tommy Pham, you know, that's a guy that nobody would cross. I mean, he's always been a nice guy, and everybody that I work with as far as the media had nothing but great things to say about Tommy Pham, but his persona is certainly that of the angry guy. They had him last year. Does Adam Frazier count? He has a little edge to him, I guess. My point is, I don't know if they need the angry guy, Elliot. What they need is production, execution offensively. They need to stop being one of the worst teams in baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. That's what they need to do. They need to be better on the base paths. I mean, there was another few bad base running moments today, but you know, I really don't feel the need to highlight them because you walked off with a victory. Now, defense needs to be elite. Defense needs to be a lot better. That's what they need. They need better offense. They need to be smarter on the base paths. And they need to make the routine plays defensively. Now, for the most part, today was an outstanding defensive showing from the boys in blue. But with this 2025 team, there's just certain defensive deficiencies that we've just come to accept because we're so starved for offense. Right? Yeah, Cags. That looked like a guy that's learning right field in the big leagues. That's what that looked like, that first inning double that was turned into a triple. Yeah, it was at least a double. Maybe it would have been caught. Well, certainly would have been caught by an above-average defensive right fielder. But this team, again, so starved for offense, you're willing to take the hit in right field. You're willing to take the hit at second base. Even though, yes, Jonathan India did play a strong second base today. Hey, how nice was Dan and KCK nice enough to dial us up after this 3-2 Royals victory? Dan, it was nice seeing you. Nice shaking your hand as always. Hope you had a good time at the game the other day.
Yeah, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great win by the Royals. Yeah, and it took some doing, but I told the lady, and she told me to take the elevator on the third floor, and wham, I saw you on the Diamond yeah. Club, and then now I know where you're at. So, I heard the callers yesterday, complaining about Q should have gone off. Hey, the Royals just need to do a better job in the second half. Yeah, just getting him in. So let's take care of business in Miami. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, Dan, I wish you wouldn't have brought that up. That had me all sorts of agitated yesterday. Yeah. Screaming about the manager. They wanted him to go and yell at an umpire about something that the umpire had nothing to do with. I made the mistake of looking at social media and all of the goofballs on there screaming, oh, Q needs to get thrown out of the game. Oh, he needs to let the umpire have it. What I would love to hear is those people doing an impression of Matt Quatrero. I want to know what you're yelling at the umpire. You're going to march out of the dugout and go scream at the umpire about something he had nothing to do with. What does that sound like? And how do you not come across as a maniac melting down? Anyway, Dan shouldn't have brought that up. That got me all agitated again. Kevin from Sedalia says he'll be on the north side coming up on Monday. He'll call into the postgame show with a full report. Andy from Midtown says, just double-checking that Noah Cameron was the guaranteed foods player of the game. Yes, he was. Andy also notes that he should absolutely be included in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. Yeah, listen, Jacob Wilson, so long as he can stay healthy, is certainly going to win it. But yeah, man, that is inarguable. He most certainly should be in the Rookie of the Year conversation. I don't know if they, do they take bets on that? I see the National League. Yeah, American League as well. Jacob Wilson, still the runaway favorite at plus 115. Cam Smith of the Astros, Nick Kurtz of the A's, Roman Anthony, Jason Dominguez, Carlos Narvaez, Marcelo Mayer, Will Warren, Jack Leiter. When am I going to get Shane Smith? Oh, there's Noah Cameron. So Noah Cameron is plus 8,500. Same odds as Leiter, Will Warren of the Yankees, Marcelo Mayer, and Shane Smith. So he has the seventh best odds of winning the American League Rookie of the Year. Fourth best odds, well, now he has the best odds of any pitcher in the American League. It's him and four other pitchers. They're sitting at 8.5 to 1. Cags is 10 to 1. if you're wondering. All right, so that's the music. All right, so we're out of here. Royals salvage one against the Mets. I'm going to go see some family. Talk to y'all on Friday. Enjoy the break. Appreciate you listening. JT Noah, great job back at the studio, buddy. Thanks for the help. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.